Thursday morning. Here we go. The John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on this suddenly September 1st. And we started off hearing about a crime ring, literally a Super Bowl ring fraud. Alfredo spilled all over the highway yesterday, and something else complimentary to pasta. We celebrated teachers today, seeing as Dunkin's hooking them up with free coffee. We played Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader and asked for teachers to call in and hand it out Dunkin' gift cards if they were smarter than a fifth grader. Teaching in India is the exact opposite of what we did with our teachers this morning. Song Stories today featured Brown Eye Girl. We talked the new Lord of the Rings TV show and welcomed back comedian Whitney Cummings. Here you go. It's the Daily Podcast.
I'm excited because Whitney Cummings is checking in this morning. I just love this woman. I find her to be a complete hoot. What the new special is just called Jokes?
Yep.
On the Netflix.
Is it singular or plural? Joke or jokes?
Jokes.
She tells one joke and that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
It's one joke for an hour and a half.
All right. Well, this is like her fifth or sixth special on Netflix. Oh. So she will be joining us later on this morning. We'll give you the opportunity to tickets to see her coming up with a question from hell. But speaking of dirty deeds done dirt cheap, do you know that football players who, you know, win the Super Bowl, of course, obviously they get a Super Bowl ring.
Yes.
But they also have the rights to a friends and family purchase where they could buy rings for friends and family.
Like, are they real?
Legit ones? Yeah, they're real.
Wow. They're made by the company. Justin's is the company that makes the rings.
Justin's. Oh.
All right.
And when you're
on a team that won the Super Bowl, you get a brochure, and the brochure has a number. Right, and it tells you everything about the rings that are there.
This is very elementary school.
Right. And then you call the company. They ask you for the brochure number, and they give you whatever rings you order.
Okay,
you don't have to pay for them, but not like a football player can't afford that, right? Getting back to the dirty deeds done dirt cheap, Scott Spina Jr. of New Jersey is now about to serve 3 years in a federal prison for his role in fraudulently obtaining and selling three Super Bowl rings with Tom Brady's surname on
them.
Wow. Right? He called them. Somehow he got the code. He called them, pretended to be Brady, and got the rings that was selling them off. And they questioned him on how he got the codes, and he wouldn't talk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he wouldn't talk at all.
Had to be an inside man, a ball boyer.
Or Giselle's undies drawer.
And it said, each player gets their own code name, and it's a mystery how he got his hands on one. But I hope he got a lot of money for those rings, at least enough to pay for the lawyers for 3 years in federal prison. If you're the manager of a Western United States Olive Garden, you may be headed for some trouble this week. You might have a rough week. A tractor trailer on its way west while in Tennessee, unfortunately, it was packed with jars of Alfredo sauce.
Ah.
It went over on its side. All of the jars broke out onto the highway.
I saw the picture. It's insane.
And it's like a quarter mile of white sauce
just painted
all over this whole highway. To make matters worse, all right, a tomato truck headed to California. It went over on a different road.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a rough day for the managers of Olive Garden out there. There was a woman who was taken to the hospital from that Alfredo sauce accident.
For overeating?
No. It would be really rough. She's going to be fine, but can you imagine? How'd your mom die? Alfredo accident.
Tragic.
The John DeBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Today we're getting to Brown Eye Girl from Van Morrison. An interesting story about this. This was Brown Eye Girl appeared on Van Morrison's first solo album, Blowin' Your Mind, and it was recorded in just 2 days at A&R Recording Studios in New York. I mean, the idea of doing an entire album in 2 days, and we're talking about, bringing in a band and, background singers and everybody learning in 2 days, It's remarkable. And studio engineer Brooks Arthur recalls working with Morrison and especially on Brown Eyed Girl.
It sounded like a hit the moment they ran it down in the studio. The hook was incredible. Sissy Houston and the Sweet Inspirations and Jeff Barry were part of the background vocals after Van had left. And at the end of his vocals, not only on Brown Eyed Girl, but TB Sheets and the like, he was spent emotionally and physically and needed a couple of minutes of recovery time. He did say something to me back then, which I love, and that is that nobody ever got a better vocal sound on him than I did, so that made me feel good.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Coming up at 7:40, the teacher's version of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? We've got $50 Dunkin' gift cards to give away, so we'll ask you three questions, get two out of three right, and you'll walk away with one of those. The only caveat is that you have to be a teacher, so we will get to that at 7:40. Speaking of teachers, all of you out there who are teachers, like your wife, Lauren, be happy that you are not teaching in India.
Okay.
For numerous reasons. But things got ugly in India when a few students decided they were unhappy with their failing grades. There's a video that has gone viral showing teachers being tied to a tree and beaten by students in school uniforms.
Wow.
Right?
Man.
The students said the lower marks were given to them on purpose, but it seems there should be a far more productive and less violent way to address this issue than beating them tied to trees. Time now. We got these $50 Dunkin' gift cards today. Dunkin' is it's go time for teachers, and Dunkin' is brewing up the perfect way to say thank you. Today, local educators will receive a free medium hot or iced coffee at participating Dunkin' restaurants, and participation may vary. But if you play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, if you're a teacher playing Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, you have a chance at a $50 Dunkin' gift card. So to keep that September theme going, let's go to the phones, and we've got Haley here. Good morning, Haley. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am fine. Now, are you Haley with a Y, with an I?
Haley with a Y.
Haley with a Y. See, I had a girlfriend in college named Haley.
Oh.
That's my favorite way of spelling it. Haley, you're a teacher. Where do you teach?
I teach in Allentown, New Jersey.
What grade or what subject?
High school history.
High school. Oh, God. You're one of my favorite teachers. I loved history when I was in high school.
And I
had a great woman who was my history teacher. So hopefully you are as good as her. Are you ready for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
I hope so.
Okay. A $50 Dunkin' gift card is on the line for this. What do you got, Steve?
A hexagon has how many sides?
Six.
That is correct. That's one for you. Get the next one right and you got the card. Here you go. One more.
If a football field is 100 yards long, how many feet long is the football field?
300.
Hey, there you go. Nice. There you go. You've got a $50
teaching
gift card.
The youths.
Aiden, where do you teach?
I teach at Crossroads at Holy Trinity.
Where's Holy Trinity?
Longford.
At the Crossroads. Thank you.
Boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom.
What do you teach?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten. Do you really teach kindergarten?
Absolutely. Steve was learning his letter sounds yesterday. Okay. He goes, Dad, fuck. I was like, what?
Oh. All right, Aiden, here comes your questions. Get two out of three right, and you will walk away with a $50 Dunkin' gift card. Dave?
Here you go. Who commissioned the Lewis and Clark expedition?
Ah, that's a good question.
Yeah, it is. I don't think I would have gotten this.
You wouldn't have gotten this?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on. Aiden, I'm sorry, your time is up. That was Thomas Jefferson. So you got to get the next two right in order to get the gift card.
The modern-day city of Istanbul was known by what name in the 13th century?
Constantinople.
Very good. All right. Here comes your next one and your chance at a $50 gift card.
Where was the region known as the Fertile Crescent located?
Mesopotamia.
Wow, very exacting.
Very exacting. We would have accepted the Middle East, but Mesopotamia will do just fine.
And he missed Lewis and Clark, Thomas Jefferson.
Good morning, Nick. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Where do you teach, sir?
Ben Salem High School.
All right, what do you teach there?
It's social studies.
When does it switch from social studies to history?
So it's all kind of the same. So history falls under the social studies umbrella. It's got government, world history, U.S. history, sociology, psychology, criminal law. It's all kind of under that social studies umbrella.
All right, so for Nick, let's make sure we stay away from all those subjects.
Correct.
Okay.
I got you.
What do you got, Dave?
What are the three states of matter?
Gas, liquid, and solid.
That's one good for you. Start. Next one gets you a $50 Dunkin' gift card.
Why do you often see lightning before you hear thunder?
Tough one. Not a science guy. I'll say the thunder is delayed. I don't know.
Yeah, it is, but why?
Yeah.
Lightning travels faster than sound.
Lightning travels faster than sound.
Nice job.
You've got a $50 Dunkin' gift card.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The great thing about it being September, and I'm just going to totally nerd out here, is that Lord of the Rings series, The Rings of Power, starts on, they say it starts tomorrow, but technically both the first two episodes are on tonight. I'm really looking forward to this. They had a premiere about it the other day, and it seems that the best advice about this came from Jeff Bezos' son. This is the most expensive show in the history of television.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah,
how much did they spend?
I don't even know the number. I don't remember
of millions,
the number.
I assume.
But yeah, an S load of stuff. At the premiere, Bezos was admitting that he gave script notes to the showrunners, Patrick McKay and J.D. Payne, right, who claim they totally ignored them.
Yeah, as they should, right.
As they should have, right? And the most direct advice he got was from his son, who said, "Dad, don't F this up."
That's good.
So, and as I said, the first two episodes supposedly are on tonight, but all of the promos say that they are, that it starts on the second, right?
Okay.
But, and supposedly Tolkien fans will be very pleased with this.
Okay, great.
Just give it some time to get running.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Saturday, September 9th at the Miller Theater. She is going to be there. The she we're talking about is Whitney Cummings, and she is on the phone. Hiya, Whitney.
How's it go? What was that accent?
Hiya, Whitney. I don't know. She's on the attack already.
Hey, it's Philly. No one has a better sense of humor than people from Philly.
I've got a lot of questions. Lot of questions. Because the last time you were on with me, you were accusing me of sexual harassment.
I stand by that claim.
Okay. And I was telling you how when you had your TV show, you were supposed to come on. You didn't come on. I called you a liar, right? I thought you were going to make up for it the last time. We were looking forward to seeing you in April at the then Miriam Theater, and then all of a sudden you don't show up again.
Was it moved? Rescheduled?
I don't know, but it's so rescheduled, they changed the name of the theater. Same building, they changed the name of the theater.
Freaking annoying, because it's like, yes, it used to be called the Miriam Theater. What is it now?
It's now the Miller Theater.
Miller Theater. Okay, so the thing is, like, it was rescheduled, so everyone that had tickets to that is like, does the ticket still count? And everyone's super confused, and I'm trying to clear it up. But all I know is that I lived in Philadelphia for a couple of years. Exes, enemies, come out. Let's go.
I mean, I was really upset. I thought I had a chance at that time because I was an older man, right? I already made reservations at Rouge because it seems that...
That
was your favorite restaurant. Right,
and anyone ever, like, is there any, like, political underpinnings of blue and rouge? I just realized it's literally blue and red.
I don't think so.
Is it a way to subtly, like, let someone on Hinge know your politics?
It was there before we blue and redded the country.
got it.
Now, straighten me out here, because I thought when we left off, you were into older men. And now you're dating a child?
Your behavior really made me rethink my proclivities. I'm not dating a child. Please don't say that, because many people in L.A. do. Don't drag me into this. Now I'm in a clip of you saying that. During the pandemic, I started dating my veterinarian, who was, he's, I guess, 7 years younger than me. And so he's not a child.
Okay.
I just make him dress up like one.
All right. Now, is this the guy who does the rock climbing?
Yeah, same guy. Yeah.
Same guy.
Yes, yeah. My boobs are fake and they're pretty hard at this point. So it comes in handy.
Which, I got to tell you, I watched the joke special and you forced me to go look at them.
Good. How'd I do?
You did great. You did really great.
Hold on. There's a lot of photos of me online where someone photoshopped my head onto someone else's body. Uh-huh. And it is so embarrassing. It's so much more embarrassing for some reason than the actual nude because I'm like, wait, that's the body you think I have? Like, is that Kathy Bates? Like, who even is that? Like,
oh,
man. What people, the bodies people put me on really made me have to, like, take a good hard look in the mirror. But yeah, you will see a lot of really sketchy stuff on there. But it's not that bad. It's still embarrassing.
Were you in Philadelphia for 4 years or just two?
I was. Well, I guess I technically came a little bit earlier from D.C. because I took summer school in Temple, uh-huh. at Temple for 2 years, like before I even started at Penn. So, look, I spent a lot of time down at Temple when Cosby's statue was up. Okay. That is where I was inspired. Every time I come back to Philly, I'm like, why don't I live here? Like, there's the most fun, like, going out. But then also, like, I don't know if it's still there on 17th, like, where the Sofitel was. A little bread shop and a cheese shop. And, you know, I'm sure it's mafia money laundering. But it's like, I love it. I miss it so much. Like, I had such a good time there. But the places that I used to go to, one of them closed. Bar Noir was my favorite place
right.
on the planet. And that was on 18th. And then I heard D'Angelo's is still open.
D'Angelo's.
Where's D'Angelo's?
It's an Italian place on, it was near the old 20 Manning.
You're talking bar?
Yes. Across the street from 20 Manning.
On
the church side of the street.
It's an Italian place that has been there forever.
Right. All it has in the front is a little window and a door.
That's it. It's very sketchy. That, to me, is the key to Philadelphia. The sketchier the front door, mm-hmm. the more fun inside.
So when you come to Philly on September 9th, should I make the reservations there, or do you just still want to go to Rouge?
I don't know, because D'Angelo's is cash only. So how liquid are you these days?
Of course it's cash only. It's an Italian restaurant.
Isn't that funny?
We talk about this all the time. John, out of the three, between myself, Dave, and John is the only one that ever has cash on him.
In a money clip, yes. Not even a wallet.
Right.
Oh, that is dark. Mine's just in an IUD.
Again, remember.
Money clip. Ugh. Summer.
Remember, my name ends in a vowel.
Oh, gosh.
You are incredibly active on a stage. It is amazing how physical a comic you are.
It is actually kind of wild. I don't realize it because in the clubs, when I'm at the Comedy Store every night with other comics, you kind of see what they're doing, but a lot of times they go half-mast. You know, if mm-hmm. Sebastian is on in the original room, you know, the stage is only so big, and then you see a special, and you're like, whoa, he's like flying across the stage. I mean, my L5 took a hit. I tore my knee doing that reverse cowgirl joke. Like, I assume everyone's doing that. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. So you can just stand there and tell jokes? Like, I didn't even know that was a, like, what am I doing? Why am I in a backflip?
So you decided to come back and hump a mic stand?
I decided to do Kegels on stage. I'm a very busy person. So if I can get my Kegels done while I'm doing stand-up, we're in very good shape.
I have never been that jealous of a mic stand in my life.
What was I doing? Oh, the R. Kelly thing. Oh, let's get me in trouble. Oh, well. Let's not talk about that bit too much, but yeah, I don't know. I think to me, it's like a lot of my favorite comedians were always very physical. You know, I never want to lean on enthusiasm in lieu of actual smart, thoughtful material, but mm-hmm. I think that right now, the most fun material to do, like, you know, everyone's like, why can't we say gender non-conform, men can't get pregnant? I'm like, you know, you guys don't have to talk about that if you don't want to. Like, you could just, like, run around on stage and talk about how dangerous playgrounds were when we were kids.
Speaking of playgrounds, as long as you brought that up, all right?
Okay.
When I was a kid, nobody did this spider thing you were talking about in the latest special. When I got older, we tried to get women to do that, all right? But as children...
I'll do it. So it's my costume.
Dave here in the studio, his son just fell off the monkey bars, broke his arm.
What?
Yep. There's a cast. I've seen it.
Right.
It exists in 2022.
Funny.
Right. And it's a playground without all the Gucci stuff on the ground.
Were you in Guantanamo Bay?
Well, close. Quakertown. Quakertown, PA.
Because all the playgrounds I've seen now, like they all the stuff. We had chain link pirate nets we would climb up and it would pinch your fingers. We had lawn darts. You would just throw knives at each other. My dad and uncles, they used to make homemade zip lines. And we would zip from tree to tree, and the thing that would stop you was just the tree.
Gotta jump. My wife's aunt and uncle have that in their yard, and I watch kids on Saturday night stop themselves that exact way.
It's psychotic, but you put your foot out, you're like, I'm gonna hit it, but you're not gonna hit it, you know. And then got tetherball, I remember was one, the loneliest toy. Like, we just used to take tablecloths that were kind of like plastic on the outside, and we would put palm olive on them. So they were super slippery. We would just run and just with the intention of falling. You would just, no health insurance, nothing. Psychotic. So I was just kind of trying to make the point of you guys are worried about your kids with phones. Like, we had ant farms and gerbils. We had infestations. We had guinea pigs. Are those even around? At any given time, I had four guinea pigs in my bathtub. Parents, the fact that they're not so relieved that the phone has entered the picture is shocking to me. We had rodents. We had rats. Gerbils. It was a night. We used to go get crawfish down in the river, and we would bring them home. We were little psychos.
Wait a second. What are the crawfish down in the river? I thought you grew up in Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. and Virginia. I lived half in a place called Roanoke, Virginia. But Washington, D.C. has water. How else do you think the politicians drowned their mistresses?
Hey, the Potomac is how we actually came up with the idea of Roe versus Wade.
That was actually a real laugh on my part. But yeah, then I thought of nine jokes I can't say on the radio. But yes, I think that anyone that's sort of women, comedy, I don't know, just for any other reason, even if you don't think I'm funny, you can watch jokes just because I can promise you it'll be an hour of no politics. And then when I come, same thing, no politics. I literally just am like, there will be comedy, but there will be no politics.
So Whitney Cummings coming to the now Miller Theater Saturday, September 9th. Tickets are available through KimmelCenter.com. Whitney, thank you so much. I love when you're on. I'm really looking forward to our dinner date.
Thank you so much for having me. You are so awesome. All right, have a great day. Thanks, guys. I'll see you at the show.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.